Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, December 30th. You'll be interested to know, today is National Bacon Day. This savory holiday celebrates smoky, crisp bacon in all its forms, tracing playful origins to food lovers and bloggers who made the morning favorite a nationwide phenomenon. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's partly sunny, and it feels like 8 degrees, with 20 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:20, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:11. It looks like we're in for a partly sunny day, with a high near 27, and a strong west wind blowing at 18 to 22 miles per hour, with gusts reaching up to 46. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies, with a low around 22, and a lighter west wind at 9 to 17 miles per hour, gusting up to 37. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be at 6:45, with the low tide at 1:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 42 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will be mostly cloudy with a high near 33 and a southwest wind of 8 to 12 miles per hour with a chance of snow overnight and a low around 22. New Year's Day has a chance of snow before 2 p.m., then turns mostly sunny with a high near 28 and west winds around 7 to 10 miles per hour, followed by a chilly, mostly clear Thursday night near 15. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston commuters using the MBTA will experience a significant change on Tuesday as South Station unveils its new fare gate system. Beginning on that day, commuter rail passengers must tap or scan their train tickets to access the track area. The T and its operator, Keolis Commuter Services, have completed the installation of 40 gates, including 11 wider ones for wheelchairs and strollers. While fare gates will be gradually introduced, conductors will continue to check tickets on board trains. Accepted ticket types include the M-Ticket app, Charlie cards, and printed tickets, but stored value Charlie cards are not valid. Now on to sports. The Falcons won, and now the NFC South champion could be complicated. When the Carolina Panthers and Tampa Bay Buccaneers both lost on Sunday, it seemed the NFC South would be decided in a winner-take-all matchup in Tampa Bay in Week 18. However, the Atlanta Falcons, eliminated from playoff contention, play a starring role. The Panthers still control their own path. If they beat the Buccaneers on Saturday, they would win the NFC South by reaching 9 wins. The Bucs also need to beat the Panthers to stay in contention, but their recent struggles make that difficult. In local sports, Keontae George and the Utah Jazz will host the Celtics in a crucial non-conference matchup tonight at 9 Eastern in Salt Lake City. The Seas, currently third in the Eastern Conference with a record of 19 wins and 12 losses, have been strong defensively, allowing only 110.5 points per game. In their previous meeting on November 4th, the Jazz narrowly defeated the Celtics 105-103, with George scoring 31 points. In top news, California has officially abandoned its pursuit of federal funding for high-speed rail, citing the federal government under President Donald Trump as not a reliable, constructive, or trustworthy partner. The state has ended a lawsuit contesting the withdrawal of $4 billion in federal grants for the controversial project. California Attorney General Rob Bonta filed a motion to dismiss this complaint following the Federal Railroad Administration's cancellation of the grants. In a statement, the California High-Speed Rail Authority expressed that it has decided to sever ties with the Trump administration. The project is now estimated to cost $128 billion, nearly four times its original price, and California has already spent $15 billion without even laying one single mile of track in 15 years. In business news, investors are preparing for a very different Federal Reserve in the year ahead. President Trump has indicated he is nearing a selection for the next central bank chair. He has reiterated his demand for lower interest rates and expects the new leader to align with his agenda. While markets have not shown significant concern about the Fed's independence, investors are wary of potential divisions within the central bank. Analysts warn that a less independent Fed could threaten the economy and markets, as aggressive rate cuts might lead to increased borrowing costs. Many investors anticipate further rate cuts early next year, despite the upcoming leadership change. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 2% to about $87,000. Ethereum is down 1.5% to $3,000. And XRP is down 2% to $1.86. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The biggest satellite ever just reached low Earth orbit, and it is coming for Starlink. Texas-based ASD Space Mobile has launched the largest satellite ever, named BlueBird 6, which measures 2,400 square feet, about the size of a three-bedroom apartment. This satellite aims to provide direct 5G service to regular cell phones, unlike Starlink satellites. ASD plans to launch around 50 more satellites next year. However, the larger size raises concerns about light pollution for astronomers. SpaceX is responding by warning the Federal Communications Commission that BlueBird satellites pose a crash risk. And in entertainment news, the past 12 months were supposed to turn things around for struggling cinemas, but instead of a dramatic return to moviegoing, 2025 is running neck and neck with a middling 2024 box office. Industry revenues are falling far short of the expected $9 billion in domestic ticket sales. Mike Sherrill, the chief operating officer of dine-in cinema chain Alamo Drafthouse, states that it looks like the industry will flatline for two consecutive years. While family films and video game adaptations have performed well, adult-oriented dramas have struggled. The future remains uncertain as streaming services reshape the landscape of theatrical releases. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and humorist, Will Rogers. And he said, "Even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of sunny mornings in Boston.